You're listening to the Best Thing Never Heard podcast, second episode, partnered with Sports Chasers. I'm Cole Archer with my other co-host.
Austin Powers, baby.
Austin Walden, yeah. And we're going to be talking about this NBA Finals for the second straight week. Down 3-0 right now. Obviously, the Warriors are on top. And I called the sweep before it started, if you want to go back and listen to the first one. And obviously, I'm sticking to it. And pretty much, anytime the Cavs... If the Cavs win, I'm going to just pick the Warriors
no matter what.
In whatever else. Yeah. It's like if the Cavs win next game, I got Warriors in five. If they win the other, I've got Warriors in six. I'm just picking the Warriors every game until the series is over. But it is looking about over. So we're just going to start off with our opinions on the first three games. Just the actual games, not the, you know, all the LeBron, Durant, ruining the NBA stuff, all the external BS. We're just talking about the actual first three games. What have been your thoughts? Have you been surprised at all?
I'm kind of surprised. The first game killed the Cavaliers' mood completely, man. The ending.
You think that changed?
That changed the outcome. If they would have won that game, then it'd probably be a different story right now. But it's not.
Okay, so if they won that game, what do you have the score at right now? Shoulda, woulda, coulda, but still.
I say we're up. What is it?
2-1.
2-1. Yeah.
Wow. Do you still think the Cavs would have won the series up 2-1?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. But I agree, probably would have been 2-1. Yeah. They would have lost game 2 regardless.
Yeah, definitely.
But they could have won last night. But I mean, J.R. Smith could have possibly ruined it for the team's morale.
Let's go ahead and add George Hill to it.
George Hill, you're not... Yeah, and I wrote an article about this. I mean, it's not all on J.R. But that one play, though...
It definitely
had so much emphasis that,
yes.
And so much just magnitude, and it was live, and it was J.R. Smith,
and the domino internet, effect.
The internet
failures.
Exists, so the memes were plentiful.
Oh, they were good.
They're good. They're bad for J.R. Not as bad as Drake's. Oh, I don't know. Drake's were more hard hitting. That's it coming at him.
Drake's
personally.
More, personal and stuff. J.R. could always redeem himself, win a ring with another team.
All right,
in
so
the future.
Why haven't the Cavs looked good?
I mean, LeBron's doing all he can. I mean, shoot, last game, they all played good. I mean, they played as good as they possibly could.
Last night, game 3?
Yeah. I was looking at the stats. I mean, Rodney Hood showed up.
And we were both
Love
pointing out.
Up. Thompson showed up.
Love.
JR showed up.
Love literally plays the best defense he can and always gets scored on.
I know, it's not
he
his
gets
fault.
Worked.
It's not his fault. He's
Curry
doing good.
Works Love.
Yeah, if I hear someone say anything about Love not playing good defense, they're wrong. Because he is. He's doing the best defense.
Hey, let's talk about Curry scoring, like, what, 10 points?
And the 1-3 he made was...
Was a big one.
Was huge.
But, I mean, let's just talk about that. Curry had 10 points and they still pulled off a win on
yes.
the road.
No, hold up. Wasn't Durant the only one above 10?
No way.
I think
I'm about
so.
To look it up.
I'm
There's no
sure.
way.
I'm pretty sure
well, we're
Thompson
about to...
didn't show up for real either.
I know.
I'm surprised.
So,
surprised?
I'm going to find this out for sure. And if that is in fact true, you're not beating the team. I mean, they'll...
I
dude, like... How will the Cavs realistically win
Would
next...
Would Durant have 43? That man was hot, man.
He was.
He shot
he was.
Like 60
That was his like playoff
percent,
career high. But if the Cavs did not win last night... What would have to happen for them to win next
can't.
Game? They literally can't.
I know. Dang, man. Shout out to Houston for putting up 7 with them.
I know, right? I mean, obviously, this has shown Houston's the second best team in the NBA.
Oh, yeah. You think
if you did not know that
worked,
already.
You think Cavs would have got worked by them still?
Yeah, Cavs would have lost in 5 or 6 to the Rockets,
depends
too,
if,
I think.
Chris Paul would have been playing.
If Chris Paul's playing, Houston would win first 2 at home. Cleveland would snag 1 at home. They'd lose in 5 or 6, I think,
yeah.
honestly. All right, LeBron had 33 yesterday.
47 minutes.
You know what? LeBron had a great game, but, like, him getting more in the 40 territory is honestly what he has to do.
Yeah. That's weird, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's literally...
Him doing more for his team, he gets a better chance of winning.
Yeah, he had 33. I mean, he really has to get into the 40 area. I think. I mean, I don't see them winning unless he's scoring 40 points.
Go to the
Love
Warriors.
Has been playing solid, but I mean, they just don't have enough
13
offensive...
13 rebounds? How many points? 20?
Yeah, and I mean, Thompson's never scoring over 10. JR's never getting to 15. I mean...
George Hill, what did he do?
They just don't have enough, man. And Korver had 0.
Oh, Thank God John didn't take him last night.
Green had 10. Thompson had 10. Curry had 11. And they still won on the road. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. We pretty much talked. Will LeBron stay?
I think not. Will LeBron stay? Has this series made you think differently about his decision this summer?
I think he needs to leave, man. I want to see him go to Lakers, man.
Do you, dude? I genuinely think last night I saw a look in his face on the.
You talk about the end.
He knew they lost the series, like, and I think he's content with it.
Yeah, I mean, he usually you could see it, and he looks real frustrated, but. I know exactly what you're talking about. Last night, he was like, I can't do anymore.
Okay, what's your opinion on this? If they put up a strong effort to close the series out, they lose in six. Does that change his decision anymore if they get swept in a few nights and look lazy doing it and it's a disaster, Warriors beat them by 15, Cavs are swept, versus them putting up a good losing effort in six? Do you think that impacts his summer decision?
I think the six would be better, but I think this next game coming up, if he goes out, tries to do his thing, but everybody else giving up, then he's no question about it leaving. But what if he goes out there and he's like not caring though? That's what I'm thinking. Which I don't see LeBron doing that, but
I don't think so either, man. I think he'll go out, play as hard as he can, but I genuinely don't think he expects to win at this point.
I don't think so either. He's just in it for the numbers at this point.
Right when they lost to the Celtics, he was better off losing to them. I still stick by that.
Yeah, I guess.
That's crazy. He's going to the finals every year, and still we all feel like he needs to leave.
No.
He's literally been an elite because of him. I mean, not 90% because of him. He's been on an elite team since he's been to Cleveland, and we still consider him leaving. Like, the Warriors are so overpowered. You have to be on the best. You can't just be a good team battling other good teams.
And if he does stay at Cleveland, we're just going to expect trades and
unlike the
free agents.
Unlike
to be
the
signed,
NFL, like, elite literally only means like two or three teams.
Yeah.
If in the NFL, you are pretty much in contention to win that championship if you're, you know, top 10 out of 32.
And in the NBA, it's like
you literally have to be one of two or three teams. Yeah. Really,
and LeBron shouldn't even be there. Genuinely, Cavs shouldn't be there. It's really Houston or Warriors.
Yeah,
if Celtics were healthy.
Honestly, if the Celtics were healthy, I think that Cavs aren't even beating them. I mean,
oh no,
they have. What do you think of Cleveland's defense?
Aside from Love, LeBron don't really play.
I mean, what really
much defense? But
what really is defense on the Warriors? How is one team any better?
You hope that they're not hot from three. You hope they're not hitting them.
I mean, you got to give
them... And they weren't last night.
I know. That's why I think you're screwed. Do you still think they're not going to get swept? I think they're getting swept.
I think they're getting swept now.
Yeah.
After I cried last night, I...
You've come to the realization. Oh, my gosh. Hey, shout out to JaVale McGee. 10 points in 14 minutes. Thompson and Curry only had 10 points in 40 minutes. Yeah, Jordan Bell had 10.
JaVale played bad too, man.
Rodney Hood had 15 for Cleveland.
26 minutes too.
Yeah, but I mean...
Too late for that.
Do you think LeBron going to Los Angeles potentially will have to come after they get, say, Paul George? Or do you think he would do that completely, exclusively, disregarding other moves they make?
I feel like if both of them are going on the Lakers, they'll do it the same day.
So you think they would scheme together?
Yeah, they said they're going to get a meeting in the summer, him and just Paul George, and talk about
it. Well, they agree on L.A., that's happening.
What if they're talking about, I mean, man, you want to try to do it at Cleveland?
Ooh. Yeah, George, I think, really wants to go to Los Angeles, man.
I think so, too.
I really don't think George...
That's where he's from, right?
I think George would rather play in L.A. than win a ring, but winning a ring is still moderately a part of his decision.
Paul George.
Some people change teams for the sole purpose to win a ring.
Yeah.
Paul George, I think 70-ish% maybe to in LA.
I don't want to say Paul George is the next Melo, but he's kind of like that because I can't really see him winning a ring.
I can't either, just because he can't be the best player on a team.
Yeah.
Melo could have been in his prime.
That's weird. Paul George, he's kind of overrated to me, honestly. He shoots low percentage from, like, the field, like 42%. He's good at threes.
I give him props for accommodating to the Thunder
defense,
pretty well.
He's good. Yeah, he did all right.
I mean, he played well with Westbrook.
I think if they would not have had Melo, they would have been way better.
Yeah, I mean, he did a way better job accommodating to the team than Melo did.
Oh,
he's pretty drama-free, too.
Yeah, unless you want
to... He's a good second player, extremely good second player.
Yeah, he's not no first player.
Him, LeBron, and Love, I mean, they're just not beating Golden State. Oh, I don't... No, they wouldn't beat Golden State.
Paul George would guard.
They would just go to 6 or 7.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, they'd still not beat them. I don't think any team could beat Golden State just adding LeBron besides Houston.
Is Antetokounmpo better than Paul George, definitely?
I don't know about definitely. It depends on the team, honestly.
Who's better at defense?
Antetokounmpo, probably.
He gets more blocks.
It depends on the team.
Yeah.
If you already have decent players, I mean, George... Dude, a good shooter is so important to a team because... That works for every team.
Antetokounmpo can't shoot.
I mean, that works for every team having a good shooter. Like, do I think Antetokounmpo and Westbrook would play that well together?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. There'd be no flow to the offense. Yeah. They're all physicality and athleticism.
I can't believe the Thunder didn't work out a little bit better.
A little bit better.
Yeah.
Okay, so LeBron goes to Los Angeles, possibly. I mean, he's not even... Houston and Golden State, to me, are still better.
Yeah. Well, it depends if they get Paul George and, like, maybe Jordan.
If LeBron says, I'm just dead set on L.A., I'm going regardless of the roster, he'll be there with no better team than he is now.
Yeah. Man, I feel like if he went there, they would trade, like, Kuzma or...
I think LeBron is more stuck than people realize.
He's got a tough decision.
And it's because of the Warriors.
Yeah.
He's stuck because there's not enough good teams he can go to.
God, and the Lakers are in the West.
The Knicks aren't good enough to go to.
He might never make it to the finals again.
The Knicks aren't good enough to go to, and the Lakers are not good enough to go to.
He's meeting with Boston this summer, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Both the Knicks and Lakers are not good enough to go to. And the reason these teams aren't good enough to go to is because the Warriors ruined everything.
Yeah, you know you're going to face them.
No one's going to beat them. So that brings me to the next point. How much do Kevin Durant's rings for his legacy, are they even valued? I'll go first.
You go ahead.
None.
None?
None. If you want to try some counter-argument, I mean, he is so disliked, I don't see it ever changing. I think he'll retire hated.
You want to hear my opinion?
Yeah.
Okay, so right now, to me, they're worth nothing. But, like, when he retires and all these years have passed, they're going to look back and look at the paper, be like, how many rings did KD have? Oh, he's got 5. Okay, he won them all with the Warriors. Wait, the Warriors? Oh, shoot, that's when he joined that super team. You think they're going to say that, though?
Yes. Do you know why? This is a theory I just made up in my head.
Okay.
LeBron not winning a lot of rings, I think, will forever change the idea of a numerical way of ranking players.
So they'll be like, well, LeBron's the GOAT. Screw the rings, man.
Yes, because of LeBron's failure in the finals and people still argue him,
rings will be worth
I think
less.
Forever in the future, every time you mention a player, we will think to remember the context behind the rings.
I hope so.
Before then, it was really hard to justify that because you just assumed if you're that good of a player, you just find a way to win regardless.
Yeah.
But the Warriors are so overpowered, you cannot see that LeBron deserves more rings than he has. I mean, you can see. It's just obvious. So because of that, I think he'll forever change the context behind evaluating players' rings. And because of Kevin Durant, because he's the team that's beating LeBron, changing your idea of LeBron's rings will be because of the guy that rings will be worthless.
I can't wait to watch like a 30 for 30 about this in like 15 years.
Yeah.
Be like, oh my God.
So because LeBron will be retired and we're going to give him slack. Everyone under the age of 30 right now is going to give that man slack.
Chris Paul would get a lot of love then, I think.
What?
Because he's never won a ring. And he's...
Yeah. I think LeBron's going to change the perception of rings.
What about Westbrook, though? What about
I don't
people
think
like Westbrook?
But like I said, that's why I think Durant will
What if Westbrook retired? He averaged triple-double, let's say, three more years somehow.
And never wins a ring?
Yeah, never wins a ring. Would be he be higher on there? Would it be like, I mean, he was playing with kind of a trash team.
I just think people are going to think things through now. I don't... I
hope so.
Yeah, I mean, Westbrook will never be in a GOAT conversation. I mean, he'll just be like, Iverson,
like
kind of. A lot like Iverson.
I like watching Westbrook.
About the same way we talk about Iverson, I think it will be Westbrook.
I think so, too. He is this generation's Iverson.
Yeah, I agree.
Instead of the crossover, he's the explosive dunker and triple-double.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that completely. But like I said, Kevin Durant's rings to me are non-existent. What about Curry's and them? Like,
Curry never switched teams or nothing.
Is that what it is? But he's still on the same team as Kevin Durant.
It's still KD's fault, man.
It's weird when you look at it like that.
I know. Draymond Green. Okay. Whoa, Draymond Green got six rings? What?
Okay. Maybe I'm going to try to separate a difference in legacy and, like, resume.
Draymond's not going to
Like,
last.
Durant and Curry will have the same resume, but Durant's legacy... Your legacy has so much built up into it. It's not... You can't look at a legacy as just a stat sheet and a resume.
I think Curry's going to retire and they're going to be like, okay, he was the greatest shooter of all time.
Yeah.
He wants some rings with KD. End of story.
I don't know. I mean, he still was the... Curry's the face of the Warriors, though. Like, he is what brought that team to how it is. And he won one with that... If it wasn't for that Game 7, Curry could have two rings without Durant.
Shoot, but he choked that first year. Wait, was it the first year?
Who, Curry?
When Iggy got
when
the freaking...
Iggy won it? Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't even... He didn't even play good.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, he could still... have two exclusive.
God, I wish the Cavs were healthy that year.
See, you just thought about that, though. Like, some people just say he won the ring, and then you're like, but how did he even play in it?
Yeah.
It's a lot of gray area that I think we're finally getting accustomed to.
It's also the people's opinions, because exactly.
Right.
People like me think that. There's people that are just like, no, he won the ring.
Dude,
what do you mean? I don't remember how he played.
You have to balance it to some extent. The people that call Jordan the GOAT because he ended up winning, then why isn't Bill Russell the GOAT? Exactly. And then because, you know, you say, well...
Kareem, man.
Yeah, and you say, the circumstance. They break down the circumstance. So why can't the same circumstance be broken down for LeBron?
Shaq's an interesting one, too, because he dominated with the Lakers. He became a role player with them. Then he became a role player.
He was more than a role player with the Heat. He was like...
Hold on, that's all he won, though, right?
He's like
the Lakers and the Heat?
He was the superstar on the Lakers and Magic. The Heat, he's like the big man caliber of, like,
he's
probably
like
Paul George. Like, about in goodness...
It was like, okay, he's kind of getting gold.
He's still dropping 20 on the Heat, though.
We're not expecting him to...
He's just not getting 30 and 13.
I liked Heat Shaq, man.
Yeah, so did I. He was still very good.
Yeah.
He just stuck around a while. I'm surprised a player that good just stuck around.
Phoenix, then he went to...
But LeBron is stuck.
Boston. Oh, Cleveland also.
He's stuck, dude. LeBron is stuck. So, I mean, he can do really whatever he wants. I mean, what if he just retired for a couple of years until he saw a team that got good enough?
I hope he doesn't do that. That would be weird.
That would be wild.
Shoot, I mean, I guess that's what people were talking about with Jordan, though.
Yeah. I mean, what does...
I wonder what people were thinking about that when Jordan did that.
LeBron is so good at such an early age.
He's only 33.
The year he can't score 25 a game, I think he'll retire. I don't think he'll ever have a year under 24.
You don't think so?
No.
I think I could see him averaging like 22 and like, or 20 and like 10 assists.
If he's doing that on a team that's coasting to finals, then yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice.
He's not playing in the NBA if he's averaging 22
I also
on
think,
the team like Cleveland.
I also think he might try to play with his son for a year.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be cool. I don't know how much it would really like. I don't really know how much they would care about that. Would you really want to do that or not?
I kind of want to see that.
And then you'd have to try
what
to...
What if they won one like that?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be crazy. But, I mean, you'd have to try to
that'd
also
awesome.
Get the team...
Yeah, it'd be hard.
...that
man.
You're on...
That is a heck of a scenario.
...to draft your son.
Yeah.
And we don't even know how good his son will be, man.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, his son could make the NBA, but, I mean, dude, you just never know how you translate to the NBA.
Yeah.
He could be in the NBA and just average 10 his whole career. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hate the guy for being... A
good role player.
For being in the 99.999% of basketball
players.
Dude,
you think Lonzo Ball has a lot of pressure on him. Think about LeBron James Jr. Yeah, after his first year at Duke or whatever. Oh, my God.
Would you rather just not be him, or is it worth it ultimately to have LeBron as your dad? Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Hopefully he has the same attitude as his dad. And he's like,
LeBron has
determined.
Another point. LeBron had a lot of hate when he went to Miami, but he still had a fan base. It was a 50-50 split if you were for LeBron or against LeBron.
Yeah.
No one likes Kevin Durant.
I know. So except like, Warriors fans and Blair Simmons.
Yeah. So I really do not see him ever restoring his legacy unless he goes back to Oklahoma City.
Oh, hope he doesn't do that.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't think he'd get loved not near as much as LeBron did.
He wouldn't, man. Oh,
I think
no,
people would
yeah.
definitely still hate him.
I don't know. If he went back there.
He never won a ring, though. There.
Yeah, never won a ring. I was already kind of implying that.
Yeah.
It would help him a little.
Well, would Westbrook
he
still
would retire, not hate it. I don't know. I don't think Westbrook's ever winning a ring. There will be a lot of ringless players.
Yeah, because of LeBron James and the Warriors.
Yeah. So what's really, like, the difference in the Warriors and the Bulls when they won six straight? Why do we like the Bulls?
Because people love Michael Jordan. And the way that the Warriors came together and signed KD.
Okay. If KD was not on the Warriors and the Warriors won 4 out of 5 championships, would we still hate them?
I mean, I would still hate them, but I think it'd be more
respected. They drafted that whole team outside of Durant.
Way more respected, yeah.
They drafted Thompson, Green, and Curry.
Yeah.
So I really... Durant made people think they're more assembled than they really are.
They could still be...
They're still...
the best team in the league if they didn't have Durant.
I know, and fully drafted and, like, role-player signings. Durant has completely ruined the reputation of that team. That's why I think he'll never be respected and his rings are obsolete. So that's what I'm wrapping this week up with.
I'm wrapping up with that also.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant,
you
ruined the.
We may be reacting off of emotions, but you kind of ruined. You ruined the fun for me this year.
Yeah,
I
can remember talking about it. We know the Warriors are gonna win it this year.
People argue if you ruined the NBA, but I'm speaking off my own personal opinion. You did ruin it for me. I haven't even watched the finals that much because you've ruined it.
You've hurt my heart because of how.
To me, you've ruined it.
You've really not. Help me at all.
Subjectively, Kevin Durant has ruined the NBA, and I'm going to leave it at that. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
See you later.
Yeah, talk about the draft maybe and some real offseason drama once things settle over and the Warriors get that ring, assumedly.